facts are facts. And one of the facts that is hard to face is that sometimes we sit back and complain so much about our situations and our fights that we deal with all the time, to where we end up missing out on the journey itself, and we end up missing out on life. We have our bodies and our minds pulling us in one direction. We have our desires pulling us in another direction. We have our friends and our family members influencing us to where we don't know sometimes if what we're doing is right. We face battles each and every day. And sometimes you end up in tears. Sometimes your mind pushes you into a dark, gray, rainy place to where you're trying to determine if what you are doing is the right thing, because you don't see the instant gratification. You don't feel like what you're doing is right. You don't see results from what you're doing. But you have all of these external influences on you that continuously push and pull you in these different directions till a moment you reach to where you finally just want to collapse, and you feel like you're overcome with your emotions. You're not being yourself anymore. You start lashing out from everything that you've built up because you don't know who to turn to. You can turn to these friends and these family members, but you know they want you to go in this direction. You can turn to your other friends or your mentors or other people who surround you, but you know they want you to go in another direction. But just because you do not see instant gratification does not mean that you are not on the right path. We have to determine. We have to be determined and have to have a mindset to know that where we are right now is just a part of our process, and we have to trust it. Life every day does not get easier, but when you're on a constant journey, it does. So once you become, people don't just become great at what they do overnight. There's no instant gratification. There's no such thing as an instant success. The people who you see as the number ones in all of these different positions, different jobs, different fields, they didn't just become number one overnight. What they did was each and every day put in a little bit more work, put in a little bit more work, and continuously grinded and didn't care about the external influences. Although one group may have their right arm, the other group may have their left arm, and they're tugging and tugging, feeling like they're about to just split or rip right down the middle. You have to continue to fight the will and the urge to feel as if you have to go towards one group or go towards another group and just stay on your path. Yes, it's easier said than done. But your determination to be great, your will and your want and your need for you to be great, to find your next level, to find your next step, to want more for yourself is what's going to get you down the road. Pushing yourself and being determined to want more is what's going to get you to take that next step or take that extra step along your journey. Ensuring that you don't get caught up and what you see on social media in somebody's fake life, or what you hear somebody else talking about, or what people try to persuade you into believing is what's right for you. How can somebody else tell you what's right for you and they're not you? The only person that can determine what is meant for you, what you should be doing, where you should be going, where you should put your time is solely you. Now, yes, it's going to be a hard journey, but that just makes your success that much sweeter once you gain it. Just start looking for the minor victories. I recently had to do my physical fitness test with the Navy, and one of my biggest challenges was doing the plank. And in that, knowing that I've never trained for doing a plank for an extended amount of time, longer than a minute. And I had to incorporate into my mind that if I just go off of 30-second increments, those are my small victories. So let me knock out the first 30 seconds. Let me knock out the second, the third, and fourth, and so on from there, right? So I set the small victories for myself and my small goals to be every 30 seconds. And every 15 seconds, they actually call out how much time has passed. But I didn't hear it. I put on my headphones, which are noise canceling, and I just laid there and did it, right? But I continued to count in my mind each small victory. Okay, I won one battle. Okay, I won my second battle. I won my third battle until I reached a time that, honestly, I'd never before had obtained, even when I was trying to train to push myself to go that far. I never obtained that distance, even with everybody trying to help me, cheer me on, all of these things, all of these external factors trying to get me to a place that only mentally and physically I'm able to carry myself to. Because once any other body part aside from your forearms or your toes hit the ground, you're done, right? So as I continued on and just won, I won one time, I won the second time, it got easier as the time prolonged. So once you start to count and win your small victories, set aside these small goals and small victories for yourself to prolong your success, to give yourself a mental endurance, to give yourself physical endurance to go along this journey that's called life, that's for your success. Once you're able to incorporate that into your daily achievement, your daily goal, whether it's you're going through a training and each day is an all-day evolution, your first goal is to make it to breakfast. Your next goal should be to make it to lunch, and your final goal to make it to dinner. Find something that you know is going to bring you some sort of satisfaction out of that day. Even if you're working at a job that you don't like, find something that's going to incorporate a success for your mind to go the distance. When it comes to training at the gym or just preparing for some sort of battle, we'll use some sort of fight, you have to find the small victories. I worked out today. I worked out chest. I tried a new exercise that I've been incorporating lately, and my goal was 15 to 20 reps. Now, normally, from my previous workout regimen, my max reps would be about 8 to 12 range. For myself, I had to set a small goal of getting to that 8th rep, then getting to that 12th rep, then getting to that 15th and 20th rep. And as I kept hitting those wickets, it made my mind want more. I had to get more. I had to find a way to continue to push and propel myself to go forward. There's no more time to retain yourself and restrain yourself and hold yourself back from reaching your maximum potential when you know that your only challenger, your only competitor is yourself. Get out of your mind. You want to go to these places. You want to be able to see yourself change. You want to see your body change. You want your mind to change. You want your goals and each objective that you have set for yourself to change. In order to do so, you have to find out how to push your mental capacity to a level that it's never been to. Anybody can say, sure, yes, I can do that. No doubt. I'm 100% sure that I can do that. What's scary for one person may not be scary for you. What's easy for another person may not be easy for you. So, yes, it's easy to sit here and say, oh, it's nothing. I know I can block out. I don't care what people think about me. But yet, until you're placed in a position to where everybody that's surrounding you is trying to down you, trying to turn your mind off from doing what you want, trying to keep you in a box to where you know you don't fit into, which you know cannot contain all of the remnants that you were made up of, you are not going to break out of that shell. A lot of us become dependent or codependent of others' value in our lives. Now, I'm not saying to not have people whose opinion does not matter in your life, but don't allow their opinion to outweigh yours. If you come to a crossroad, sure, ask people to come to you and help you. What do you think I should do in this moment? But don't ask them what you should do before you ask yourself. Always talk to self first. I used to joke about that when I was younger, when I would talk to my mom about, yeah, self said this today and self did this today. But now, as I've grown into my adult mindset and I start to realize and look at the world from mature eyes, I understand that self is all that really matters. I can't expect myself to please someone else if I can't please myself. If I'm not satisfying myself, how can I expect myself to be a satisfactory husband, a satisfactory father, a satisfactory son, brother, cousin, coworker, employee, supervisor? I can't expect myself to have a good workout if I'm looking for the validation of others before I seek it from myself. But the real way to find your success in whatever you are doing is to never be satisfied. Always stay hungry. Always want more. Always want to lift more weights. Always want a higher pay raise. Always want the next position up. Always want more. You can never be satisfied in this journey, because the moment that you do, that's when you'll become surpassed. That's when the next person that was behind you, you might have been number one. You might have been the number one employee at your job. But that's when that number two person says, okay, let me turn it up one notch. Let me turn it up again. And then they end up surpassing you because you've gotten complacent. You've put yourself in a place to where you think that just because it comes easy to you now, that you can start to slack up. You can start to put yourself off a little bit. You don't train that day because, oh, well, you know, I'm the biggest guy at my gym. No, it's going to be somebody that's going to outwork you eventually. It does not come overnight. Hard work is going to catch up to you. You're going to end up making an excuse. Well, you know what? I am the best employee that they have here. So I can take today off. I can relax. I can sit back and chill for a minute. I'm not worried about anybody else. But those are the things, those are the words that people said to themselves right before they got passed. And it can happen in a split second. You can be at the top of the mountain and just at the blink of an eye get knocked right back down into a valley, and you're looking around like, whoa, what the hell just happened? I was just up top, and now you're stuck being down in the valley looking at the next person that captured the moment. They seized the moment. They took advantage of a weakness. Now, we all will have moments to where we encounter these challenges to where we don't know what's next to come. But you can prepare for everything mentally, physically, and emotionally. Never allow yourself to lose. Never allow yourself to be complacent. Never allow yourself to have, I've already done it, so why should I have to do it again? Always want more. Seek more out of yourself to seek more out of putting more into life, putting more into the world. If you want to see a change in the world, why not be that change? You can't expect to be a revolutionary if you're not revolutionizing anything. You can't expect to see a change if you're not promoting or advocating to make a change. You can't expect anything in your life to change if you're trying to do what somebody else has already done. Why not see what they did and try to do it better? Regardless of how many late nights it takes, regardless of how many early mornings it takes, regardless of how many sleepless nights and days that it takes to get there, You have to get there. As long as you have it locked into your mind that you're still hungry, that you're never going to be satisfied, your time is going to come. You have to sit back and just face the cold hard truth that nobody cares if you lose. More people will be satisfied if you lose. Nobody wants to see you win. And the moment that you realize that the world is going to continue to spin and that the world is not going to stop because you failed, that's when it'll finally settle in for you. That's when you'll realize that, oh yeah, I did lose every game this season, so I don't get a trophy. We have to quit expecting handouts in this world because there's nothing free. Everything has a price on it. So sometimes that price is going to be blood. Sometimes it's going to be sweat. Sometimes it's going to be tears. Sometimes you're going to have to be in a moment to where you can't do anything except just sit down in a room by yourself, take everything, put it on a piece of paper, set your plan, and put yourself in motion and get to work with nothing but your two hands and your two feet, regardless of if you don't have hands or if you don't have feet. You have to be able to go and allow nothing to ever stop you. The moment you allow something to stop you, that's when you've lost. A lot of us look at failure as a no instead of looking at it as something for you to learn from, to bounce off from. All that does when you fail is teach you or forces you to learn a new way to succeed. Don't allow yourself to have sorrow. Don't allow yourself to have pity over yourself because you didn't make it just yet. You have to force yourself to continue on. There's going to be a lot of people that applaud your failures, but there's going to be even less people who applaud your success. Once you get to a level where people are going to be more excited for your failures than your success, it's time to bound yourself to a new level. It's time to soar with eagles, because there are going to be moments when you have other creatures or other birds that try to fly on your level, but they're not an eagle as well. They can't go to the heights that you can. They don't have the same size that you have. They don't have the same wingspan that you have. They aren't the same as you. You have to be able to wake yourself up. No more pressing your snooze button. No more rolling over when you don't feel like doing it. Do it anyways. Continue to push yourself. Continue to expand yourself. Continue to just open your eyes to what's actually going on. You didn't fail. You just need to find a new way to get to your final destination. And then set a new destination. You're on a trip that's going to never end. So regardless of your failures, regardless of how many people tell you no, regardless of the people that tell you that they don't think that's for you, tell them, well, I appreciate it. So now let me show you. Let me show you how this is for me. This is my journey. I don't care what you have to say to me anymore. I'm doing my path. I'm taking my path. I'm going to blaze my own road. I'm going to be a trailblazer, a trendsetter. I don't care what anybody else has done because they're not me. I'm here to set the status quo. You can follow the leader, but I'm going to be the one leading the road. Place your mind in a non-losing mindset and you'll always be a winner. From here on out, set up with yourself and allow yourself to know that you are going to win. When you wake up, thank God for another day to give you an opportunity to come closer to your win. Your success is on the way. It's closer than you think, actually. But you keep surrounding yourself with these people who have a loser's mentality that's never worked hard for anything. They just accept the handouts. They just like to be around. Because if you lose, they have something to say behind your back. But if you win, they feel like that they're going to win too. Don't allow any coat hangers. Don't allow people to be on your coattails, dragging along, coming along for the ride. Sometimes you just got to go through shit by yourself and just deal with it. You get into that moment and that mindset to where regardless of what you go through, you won't allow it to stop you ever. And that's when you'll truly find your wins. Regardless of your failures, regardless of the no's, regardless of the pain. All of that pain is in the past. All of that hurt, everything that, every time that somebody's tried to do you dirty, forgive them. Because you trying to carry that on into your successful season is just going to prolong it even more. So forgive them, let it go. Cut your ties with them, be done with them. Because you're on a mission now. You're going somewhere to a height that nobody ever saw you going to. They can't understand that you can't talk right now. They're going to get upset. Cut them off. Sit down by yourself. Rewrite your stuff out. Rewrite your plan. Reconfigure your map. Because your journey is restarting today. So find your place. Get into your mindset. Have the will to push yourself to go the extra mile. To take another step. To do another rep. To be the better worker another day, and the day after, and the day after. To hold that plank for one more second. And if you continuously tell yourself one more time, one more time, one more time, and then do it with gratitude by giving thanks for having the opportunity to do it one more time, your success will come sooner than you think. So enjoy your ride, enjoy your journey, and always continue to stay strong. Peace.